You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with John Gregory, founder of Vitruvian Form, a smart device revolutionizing resistance and at-home training. Mr. Gregory, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. I'm very pleased to be here.
And equally pleased to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today about Vitruvian Form. So for starters, why did you feel the need to come up or need to up the ante, if you will, when it comes to fitness tech?
Yeah, well, 10 years ago, Eric, I just, I was in my trading office. I was a high-frequency trader at the time. I had a gym in the back of my office, and I, you know, would work out in between when the markets were quiet and what have you. And I looked at the gear that I was using, and I just felt there must be a better way. I like a challenge. I like making things. And that was the genesis of, applying some applied physics to resistance training and seeing what we could come up with. So over 10 years of thinking and developing and testing and prototyping, it turns out you really can do some great things.
I'd say that's quite impressive, seeing a need and making it a reality and bringing it to market. Good stuff. A lot to learn and motivation for the listener as well. Tell us, what is the Vitruvian Form? Talk to us more about that. Who is it for and what does it do?
Yeah, so you should, if your listeners have got time, they should jump on our website. It's vitruvianform.com. It's easier to see than it is to explain, but I'll do my best efforts. It's just a small platform that you stand on with two cables coming out of each end, and those cables are attached to handles or a bar. And we use a combination of electromagnetism and pulleys and gears to put tension on those cables. So you pull those cables out, and then we use we connect to the device through a smart device, through your phone, and you control the resistance from your phone, and you can select different algorithms on your phone to achieve different training goals. So that's it in a nutshell.
And if you would, John, talk to us about the key features. What are its key features that make it so innovative?
Yeah, sure. What we've been able to do is pack up to 200 kilos of resistance into a very small form factor that you can put in front of your TV, put in your lounge room, you can put it wherever it fits in your home. You can have it in a gym as well, and you can wheel it out when you want to use it, and you can wheel it away when you don't. And we're also able to pack in, because we connect to the device through your own smartphone, we're able to bring engaging content through to your workout experience as well. So if you want to do a class through our app and follow along a resistance training class. If you want to build your own workout, you can use our workout builder to build your whole day's workout, press run and work through your own workout. If you want to just do a single exercise, you can select a single exercise. Every time you do an exercise, it's going to log your data so that you can see how you're progressing. You can look how that workout went and how you're going over time. So it's a much richer experience than you'll be able to achieve with traditional weight training systems.
Well, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience, and folks will certainly want to check this out after hearing those key features today. We're speaking with Mr. John Gregory, founder of Vitruvian Form, a smart device revolutionizing resistance and at-home training. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, as we continue on, why is measuring and progressing your weight and exercises so important when it comes to getting fitness results?
Yeah, so we live in a data age, don't we, Eric? everything we do now, we're collecting and storing and analyzing data for, and we're finding that it's a great way to get additional benefits. So, you know, whatever you do, you're probably collecting your data. If you're going for a cycle, if you're going cycling, even if you're just going walking, you're probably collecting some data. You might have an Apple Watch, which is collecting data for your heart rate and how you sleep, because it's a great way to get additional insights and additional benefits. So how you in our case training. So I would say, Eric, there are fundamentally two reasons why if you're doing a resistance training or toning routine that you don't get the results that you want, and that's because you don't train optimally, or you get injured, so that you can't train. And when it comes to training optimally, there's simply no better way to train than using the equipment that we're developing, because when you go to the gym, traditionally you'll pick up a weight and you'll start working out against that weight, but you will only really be optimally training for about 25% of your workout routine, which is because the weight is a static weight. But we're able to vary the weight 50 times a second in response to where you are in your range of motion and response to where you are in your in that routine, to deliver you exactly the right tension and force for that split second, so you can just train so much more effectively. That comes back to the measurement of the workout. As you're working out at the very same time, the machine is measuring what you're able to do and feeding back in to your routine the exact right weight for you in that second. So you simply cannot do better than that.
Certainly some helpful information shared right there, and thanks for that. Now, do you expect to see fitness tech take over from the likes of free weights in the next few years, and if so, why?
Yeah, Eric, I think what we're witnessing at the moment is an unstoppable force, and the fundamental reason why the sorts of technology that we're bringing to the world, and others are as well, is because it's just better. The amount of value that we're able to deliver users is just like nothing you've seen before. This is a way of training that is not just a little bit better, it's twice as good. And you can train not just a little bit faster, you can train twice as fast. And we started, you know, some years ago with the thesis that we could build a piece of equipment that brings people together, that brings trainees together with their trainers all over the world. And we started with a thesis that, first of all, could we make a piece of equipment like that? And then, secondly, to trainees and people in the home, are they interested in that? Are they looking for that? And then on the other side, do coaches, trainers, gyms, do they want to connect in more meaningful ways with their clients and their customers? And as we've been building the business over the last 2 years, the answer to all three of those questions is a resounding yes. This is what the world wants. What we are conceiving and what we are able to build, the world is ready for this, and we just can't wait to bring it to the world. Yes, I believe it will, whether it's us or whether it's other people or whether it's a combination, but the combination of the value that we're able to deliver to users and to coaches is just outstanding. And we're just going to drive that and push that and take it as far and as fast as we can.
Yeah, certainly a lot to look forward to in those regards, and thanks for your input there. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, sure. You know, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you do, do some resistance training. It's the very first do you should be doing in your life. You know, many of your listeners will already know this, that, you know, we've got lots of don'ts in our lives. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't eat the wrong things. But the very first do is do some form of resistance training. Even that first, just doing some planking or doing some push-ups or doing some squats. do it and do it regularly, because it's the key to your lifelong experience of wellness. It's your key. It's the key to living a great life when you're young and being active. It's a key to staying active and staying free of injury as you grow old. It's a key of, and you know, as you get to, perhaps in retirement, it's the key to staving off any kind of muscle wastage that you'll be hitting as you reach your old age. So at every stage in your life, do some form of resistance training, and it'll be, and you'll be on the path to the best physical life that you can lead. And you know, consider the equipment that we produce, and consider what benefits the Truvian Form can bring to your workout needs.
Great advice as we conclude today. Mr. Gregory, thanks so much for your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Again, folks, for more information, visit VitruvianForm.com. Mr. Gregory, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. It was very great to be here. Take care.
Our pleasure, and you too. We've been speaking with Mr. John Gregory, founder of Vitruvian Form, a smart device revolutionizing resistance and at-home training. And once again, for more information, visit VitruvianForm.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.